podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Emily, I need to talk to you about your earrings.
Okay.
These were a gift from Gentleman Caller.
Yes, girl.
And they were a gift for an important date, your anniversary of you guys. Is this meeting, dating?
Kind of the whole ball of wax. Yeah.
When you first got together.
Yeah.
And so he went out to a store and he invested some time. Yes, he invested some time and he dropped some coin and he bought you a pair of earrings.
That's true.
And now explain to our listeners what you're doing with those earrings, this wonderful gift that he picked out from the, you know, cockles of his heart.
The deed has been done. The earrings were exchanged.
So you did it yesterday.
Sure did. Sure did, Dom Testa. Feels good. However, I need to say a few things.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the whole he spent time on this. Because this was a last-minute purchase on his part, which took some of the anniversary guilt out of it for me. Because this wasn't something, I bought him something a while ago and I knew what it was and I, you know, planned the budget for it. And he had a last minute bonus that he was not expecting. And so the day of our anniversary, he said, oh, I got this bonus. Look at that. I think I'll go buy her some earrings.
I think I'll spend this on my lovely girlfriend.
I believe that bolsters our argument and not yours.
Right.
That shows
well,
even
of course
more.
You'd believe that.
Well,
yeah,
he's not spending. Everybody he's does. Not taking that no, no, bonus no. and spending it on himself. He's like, holy cow, I have extra money. I am
as
going,
soon
to,
as I
I'm
get
going
a bonus.
To shower
no,
my girlfriend.
A, no.
As soon as I get a bonus, I'm spending it on the woman that
no,
I love.
No, this was a, oh, God, great. Now I can actually get her something. So there wasn't like a lot of thought. Oh. He was saved. He was saved by the goodness of this last job. So then he goes into the store and it was one of those things where I didn't want to go to the mall and he said, let's go. And so I was doing some girly thing in the makeup store and he went to wander like men do. And then, he walked into the closest jewelry store in proximity of Mac and then he came back and they were lovely. They just weren't, I liked them, I did not love them.
I saw them
earrings.
Yesterday, they were nice.
And I think the reason why he chose these particulars they're nice, they're silver, there's a few diamonds in it, Emily will like these. But I think it really was like, okay, well, I've only got 15 minutes because she's in the other store. So I think time also was a factor of the choice of these earrings.
I just gotta say, as an observer of this,
sure, go ahead.
You're not sounding very grateful.
I'm incredibly grateful.
No, because you're like, okay, it was a last minute thing. So what? He got you something. You're like, oh, if he didn't get his bonus, he wouldn't have done this. Well, so what? He did get them. And then you're like, well, he just went to the nearest jewelry store. Yes, but he went to a jewelry store and he bought a gift for you out of his heart. You just don't sound like a lot of gratitude is pouring forth here.
Oh, thanks for saying that, Dom.
It's true. Jeremy?
I agree. Don't be mad.
So then we talked about it. We talked about the earrings. And this is the sign from the universe. I wore them when we went out that night and the back fell off
used.
One of them.
You returned used earrings too.
Which you can do. You gotta take them for. So the back fell off, which is because the universe's way of saying, nope, you shouldn't have
That's
these earrings.
That's not the universe has got no. more important things than to worry about your earrings.
I think that my earring
Those
choice
earrings
is
wanted
high
to commit suicide,
on the list
I think.
Of
they wanted
the
to
universe.
Jump off your ears.
The earrings wanted to go to a woman who would appreciate
it. Yeah, okay. I'm out
so
of
we,
here.
We talked about it, and Gentleman Caller even said, I know you want these type of earrings. You want diamond hoops. I know you want diamond hoops, but I got you these instead. I said, okay, thanks. And then after wearing them once, and then the back fell off, so I couldn't even wear them, I said, after a few glasses of wine, I said, hey, let me ask you something.
Hey.
She's lubricated.
These suck.
How do you feel about, because he wanted me to have them, and I felt uncomfortable with the money. And I said, and I knew he wanted me to have them. I was like, how about if you definitely want me to have these earrings, wouldn't you want me to have something that I love, not that I just like? And he said, yes, absolutely. And I said, okay, I may want to exchange them. Let me just go look. And he said, here's the receipt. Absolutely. And notice today
you're telling me a different story today, because yesterday you told me that he was pained and he looked hurt when you brought this up.
No, I mean, I
single tear is what I heard.
You said
someone else said the word pained. I never
said
pained.
You said he looked hurt. That he was. You said he was paused.
Someone else in the room said pained, and you're just using that against me.
Here's what I'm going to ask our listeners. If a man buys a woman an anniversary gift out of the goodness of his heart, you can't argue that anyhow.
I'm not.
Out of the goodness of his heart, is it okay to go to him and say, these suck, I want to get some other ones?
Because that's exactly right. What I said. You liar, liar, pants on fire. Why am I a bitch if I want what I want? How is that
something
wrong?
Something in your upbringing, probably. 303-631-1MIX. 303-631-1649. Is it okay to exchange a heartfelt anniversary pair of earrings?
Yeah. My thing is, I don't know why you just didn't keep them. You don't have to wear them all the time. I mean, they're great work earrings probably,
the
right?
Day,
they're
not the day earrings. That you wear them, his heart would probably.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you could have just, they're not spectacular, but you could have worn them to just normal events, normal occasions.
He even said, thank you for saying that, because he bought me a necklace in the past, and it's a fancy, fancy thing that I can only wear on special occasions. So he even said with the purchase of those earrings, I want these to be your everyday
earrings. You're walking around earrings.
They're not, but they weren't
and
me.
And the feeling, as a man, I can tell you, if I buy jewelry for a woman, which I like to do, if I see her later wearing like that necklace or those earrings or something
feels
like that.
Good, doesn't it?
It gives me, I mean, I really get a jolt out of that. And if it's one that she's taken back and exchanged, I'd never feel that.
Then you break up with her.
Look at the lines lit up. All right, 303-631-1649. I know a lot of women are going to come to Emily's defense, so that's fine.
Or, I doubt it, the way you two have painted me.
Well, I think.
What, is ungrateful?
No.
I liked them. I didn't love them. He wanted to get me something that I loved. He loved what I got him. Why can't I have something that I love?
Me.
What did you get him?
I got him a super fancy chef's knife from that, from what's that kitchen store that's all fancy pants?
Yeah, that one.
Be careful. He might use it on you.
I know. In the house now.
Don't
my
turn
bad.
Around.
My
Here's
bad.
Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Well, I tell you what, our phones can't get more full. People want to sound off about this. What's your thought?
I think exchanging them is fine. He gave her earrings so that he can see them on her, not see them in a jewelry box.
Yeah, but can't you wear them? She even said that she liked them, she just didn't love them. Can't she just wear them like once a month or
to
something?
Work.
Wouldn't it be better to wear them more often so he can see what he gave her on her pretty face even more often?
I guess. All right. Well, listen, we got your vote. There's a vote for Emily. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Christine.
Take care.
She must be a selfish human, too.
Here's Pollen. Well, sort of. Here's Pollen. Hey, Pollen.
Yep. Yes, sir.
What do you say?
I'm sorry, but I got to go with Emily on this one, guys. When I buy my wife something, I would rather buy her something, and if she didn't like it, her tell me and let me correct it or have her go correct it and get her something that she wants. I mean, the only reference that comes to mind for me here is Ralphie from A Christmas Story in that pink bunny costume. Not something he wanted.
What? I love you so much. See, what I have now is the Red Ryder BB gun.
You know, this is that's quite a stretch
that's
there, Paul.
Very big stretch.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Wouldn't you want, if your lady friend bought you something, wouldn't you want it to be something that you actually want?
Yeah, but here's where we're getting.
Sure, but I'll go
here's
buy it myself.
You notice how many people are referencing what I want, what I want, what I want. And it's like,
They're forgetting the thought.
You know, the thought that goes, by the way, thank you for your phone call. We appreciate it. The thought that goes into somebody who wants to give something to somebody, and instead it's all of this, I want. It's like, this one time, can you just let him give you something?
He wanted to get me something, which he did, and I made sure that it was the perfect
something.
Look,
he's going to say all the right things right now. Here's Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
I don't know. I feel like people aren't understanding me this morning.
Well,
I feel like I'm on an island.
I'm making my vote, too.
What now?
Because I agree with you guys, Dom and Jeremy, because she's not showing much gratitude, but I do have a story.
Oh, okay, we love stories.
My wife and I's first anniversary, just of dating. I was in college, didn't have as much money, but it was our first anniversary. I went out and bought, like a $400 necklace because I really wanted to do this one for her. I really broke the bank, and I really wanted to get it for her. So I ended up giving it to her on our anniversary night, and she didn't really wear it. She just kind of, put it off to the side, and over the next month, she wore it once, and then I didn't see it for like a year. And so I asked her, you know, why haven't I seen this necklace? It was really a nice necklace. I really like it. And it reminded her of a past relationship because I guess the guy got her something similar. And at that point, I couldn't exchange it, couldn't return it, and now it's sitting in our jewelry box at home, just chilling there.
That makes sense. That makes sense, but that's not the case here. So
I know. I agree.
So in other words, in Emily's case, she should have kept the earrings.
I agree, because if you like them, you can deal with it, and it shows gratitude, and he really put time in it. If you absolutely hate it, then yes, you can exchange.
Yeah, because in the way that it, if she had kept them, then it would have been about him and his gesture. Instead, yeah, it becomes about Emily and what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably had that sinking feeling in his stomach, too, when you said that you didn't like him. Like, I mean, he probably was really right, holding back the tears.
I bet, because, yeah, my love for him is completely in a pair of earrings. That's it.
Jeff, thanks for being on the show.
Probably depressed today.
Here's Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Well, a lot of guys sounding off, so that's cool. What do you think?
Well, actually, you know, if it went the way she said it did, you guys were at the mall. He left for 15 minutes. He said, I know you wanted these, but I got you these instead. Because he couldn't find them or he didn't have enough time, whatever the issue was. I think it's perfectly okay because he knew what she wanted.
Well, did he? Did you say, I want earrings and I want this style for our anniversary?
Yes,
you did.
He's known
by the
for
way,
a
Sean,
long time.
Sean, I saw the old earrings yesterday because she had them. She wasn't wearing them. She wouldn't.
One of them did not have a back.
She would not dare to put them on.
I could not wear them.
But she showed me today, I'm holding in my hand the ones that she liked
better.
They're
hoops. They're big hoops.
They're big hoop ones, and they look good. It looks good.
Yeah, they're diamond hoops.
I thought the one yesterday looked better, though.
I'm sorry?
Don't they make replacement backs for them?
Yeah, that's easy. You can get
right, and I did, and they said, "Oh, we can get you a back, or we can show you some other things." And I say, "Well, let me, you know, the world is my oyster. What the hell? Let's go look." And oh, I didn't say this. By the way, I also saved him money because the ones that I exchanged for were
cheaper.
Less. So
not important.
The money doesn't matter.
Not important.
Ultimately,
look, Sean, we're moving. The money
really
matters.
Ultimately, what, Sean?
Happy happy wife, happy life. That's really kind of how things go.
Well, it's more of a happy living girlfriend, but
right. We're not married. Thanks for reminding me, Sean.
You're happy welcome. Living girlfriend, happy life.
Right, happy living in sin.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you guys too.
All right, here's your earring back. It looks nice.
That's nice, yeah.
I gotta say, I hope you really, really like it.
Sure do.
Happy anniversary.
Yep. It was a wonderful.
Did you guys make sweet, sweet love?
Not that night, no.
You denied him that, too?
We're more morning boom boom people.
She would take that back. If she
could. She's like, you know, I didn't like that.
Can I exchange that?
Wasn't Here's very grateful.
Hey, Chris, you want to sound off on this returning an anniversary? If Tim got you something, jewelry for your anniversary,
yeah,
how would you feel about taking it back and getting something else?
I would never do it. In a million years.
You wouldn't want to hurt his feelings, would you?
I wouldn't hurt his feelings. Mm-mm, no, I just might never wear it. But
see,
I would
that's
keep
just
it.
A waste of money and thoughtfulness then.
You know, here's the thing. People will talk about how with an anniversary that you can't get a gift card, right? Because that doesn't show any kind of
this is for you. You slide
right?
it across
it
the table.
It doesn't show anything that's really personal, right? It's impersonal.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to Applebee's.
However, there's no difference between giving a gift card and what happened with Emily's situation because she ended up taking them back. So it was just like giving her a gift card to the jewelry store. So there's no difference.
It would have been nicer maybe if he just thrown in like a couple $100 in a card or something and handed it to you maybe. And then he could have just said, pick out, this is for you. Go pick out what you want.
Cash.
Would that have been better? Like,
or we, yeah. Or we could have gone together. You and Nicole go jewelry shopping together.
Yeah, we do.
So that you avoid this situation.
Anyway, I think we've determined that the listeners were mostly on your side.
Yeah, good job.
So.
Hey, look at that.
I'm depressed.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.